This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. Joe, I'm going to match you. You pledged 200. I'm going to match you with 200. And you know what? We're going to do something better than that, too. Then Doers of the Word Baptist Church also is going to pledge $1,000. We're looking for a matching. Either match the 200, match Joe's 200, match my 200, or match the, it would be nice if you matched the Doers of the Word Church, 1,000.
Church, yes.
We could definitely use that. Now, Joe, we're gonna play a parody. Now, this man is a comedian. His name is Ronnie the Rat. Ronnie the Rat. This is what he goes by. He's a comedian, but he goes before the city council meeting, and Joe, he is being very sarcastic and
facetious, even
very facetious. But he's doing it in a very way, and he's wearing this giant rat costume. but here's the thing, Joe. This is wokeness. This would not be actually unusual. I mean, if you go between these public school folks, if you love your children, please get them out of that public school system. Go ahead and bring Ronnie the Rat.
Next, I have Ronnie Thurrett. Thurrett? Thurrett? Sorry.
That's me.
Oh, goodness.
I'm Ronnie. How you guys doing? Hello, council. My name is Ronnie the Rat. I'm a trans species elementary school teacher here in Allen ISD, and I just want to try to bring more awareness for furries like myself. Now, I have the most students in my class that have actually transitioned from a human being to a cat. Now, I know I'm a rat, but that's more because I'm a Chuck E. Cheese, you know, freak. I love Chuck E. Cheese. I've spent a lot of time there, but that's why I like rats. But this is the problem, is we have a lot of trans inclusivity in other cities like Frisco. They're doing pride parades at a lot of churches. We're not doing any pride parades at churches here in Allen. And that's what we need. We need more kids on gender reassignment surgery or gender reassignment hormones. And the best way, I think, for me, that it's gotten the message out to the other students is doing it myself, leading by example. And that's what I'm trying to do here as a trans species, as Ronnie the Rat. He's like, listen, there's a social stigma. Me trying to date other furries like this in Allen, there's not a community. There's not a bar that accepts me, Chris. I can't just go to the bar like this. I get made fun of. And that's the same thing that's happened to my 9-year-old, my 10-year-old. If they feel more comfortable being a cat, I don't mind putting a litter box in the classroom that lets them defecate in there. That's what I think is important. And should I tell the parents? No, we shouldn't tell the parents. These kids can make decisions at 10 years old. Like, their parents shouldn't be involved. That's what makes me so mad, is I get all these parents that are mad at me. Because I oftentimes buy these costumes for these kids, and the kids go home in the costume, and the parents come back, and they yell at, scream at me, and they say, we don't want you to sexualize our children. They call me the G word, G-R-O-O-M-E-R, which is basically like the N word. And it's just a terrible description of who I am. I'm trying to help young kids be themselves. If they want to be a cat, if they want to defecate in a litter box, I'm all for that. I'm talking to the principal. I'm trying to get the cafeteria tables on the ground so that the kids are able to eat more ergonomically on fours like an animal. This is what we need to do. We need Allen to be more inclusive. Right now, we're suffering from a lot of bigotry. And so I'm Ronnie the Rapping Rat. So I want to end on a little rap. Yo, my name is Ronnie, I am a rat. If you talk crap, I'll get the gat. Get the booster, test it on 8 mice. I don't really care if you got lots of lice. I'm a pimp on a blimp, teaching my kids their gender. We can cut it off, throw it in a blender. Gender reassignment surgery is the key. It will set you free. Get a mastectomy. I love when you cut it off. Then you can be the boss. I'm a teacher, not a preacher. God is fake. The earth evolved from pond scum. Two rocks smashed together. That's how we got here. Ronnie the Rat.
don't grab the gat. I don't really care if you sit in the front or the back. The indoctrination is super strong. You can come to class in your little thong. I don't care what you say. Gotta vaccinate the straight, gotta vaccinate the gay. And that's what I'm sad. I'm sad that I was not one of the eight mice that Dr. Anthony Fauci chose to test the booster on. So I have a lot of sorrow. I have a lot of things that I'm upset about. And I just want to bring awareness to Ronnie the Rapping Rat. You guys can do this. We can get more kids to become trans species, and we can get more gender reassignment surgery for nine-year-olds. Thank you. Thank you guys very much. Primetime Stein on Instagram. Thank you.
Okay. Now, you know, Joe, here's the thing. You know, this, to that city council and out there today in these, where you Democrats are in the, you know, in the city councils or the school board meetings, that would make perfect sense to them. Well, actually, that, you know, they would go right along with this guy, okay? That's what you have in the public school system today, folks.
Well, they're doing, by what did we just say in the Bible study, by the fruit are they known? And, yes, this is what they're promoting in the school system. They're promoting it. He was just telling the truth, only in a very sarcastic way.
Now, here's the thing. So many times I've had, in fact, you meant just today again, well, I've talked to parents who, our age, grandparents, I should say grandparents, our age, Joe, who sent their children to the public schools and public universities, and their children have totally turned against them. And they don't, there's never been a time like this ever before, except for in modern history here. And because of this, because of the indoctrination in the public schools, in the public universities out there, where parents are being told they cannot see their grandchildren unless they become woke, unless they receive the kill shot. I mean, this is insanity, Joe. Anyhow, let me see. Bernice in Queens pledges $100. She's a first-time donor. Thank you, Bernice.
Yeah,
right, and she's encouraged.
First-time donors.
Yep. We'll take all the first-time donors we get. Well, folks, we need to hear from you because we've got about 40 minutes left to hear from you tonight, and I'll be giving you an update as soon as I bring it in on what we need yet. So, but we definitely need to hear from you to stay on the air. We've got to stay on the air. And, Joe, here's why, Joe. You ready? You know how, Joe, the opposition telegraphs it. It actually tells you what it's going to do. They want you to know. In fact, who was it that said that if you inform people, if you tell them that this is scheduled, you announce that we're going to do like what Obama or like Joe Obama's doing, that there will be lockdowns. There's going to be lockdowns. You're going to be forced to take the shot. If you tell them ahead of time this is going to happen, they're much easier and much more in compliance if it's a scheduled tyranny than if you just spring it on them. And we've seen for years, like, well, for example, remember the movie Soylent Green?
I sure do. That's one that if you've seen it, you don't forget it.
1984, they're showing you what they really have in mind. I remember the when the advocate, well, here, there's an article by Alicia Powell. The creepy Bill Gates makes ominous prediction. We're going to have a hung election. Listen to this. Now, remember, all the chatter out there. Now, I looked at Nancy Pelosi's face when she was saying, we're going to keep the House, and she had this look on her face like, this looked like the fix is in, we got the fix in, okay? But here's what Bill Gates says, we're going to have a hung election and a civil war. And misinformation may bring it all to the end.
They want a war. We've been warning the people, don't get violent. They want, look at what they've done with the January 6th. It got a little out of hand. They're calling that an insurrection. The people were trying to topple the government, destroy the Constitution. I mean, this totally over-the-top rhetoric that was so far, I mean, it was just...
It was a coup by the Democratic Communist Party. That was a coup by the Democratic Communist Party, and it was filled with dirty cops. You had dirty cops, just like today when that they just dropped the charges of that Russian that they were investigating. But why?
Counts of lying to the FBI, and they found him innocent on all counts. Well, everything he told them was a lie. So,
but the jury was in D.C. Dirty, right. You know.
D.C. jury.
Right. You know, you talk about district of crime. District of crime. There's nothing in that, you know, D.C. area that's not dirty. Unbelievable. We've seen, look what they did with Hillary. I mean, the most corrupt woman on the face of the earth, possibly. Okay, there you go. Today's border news. Texas town, Joe, can no longer take Joe Biden's dead migrants. This is a Texas town, and I'm looking here. It's an article by Jim Hoft. You know, we've had over 2 million illegals walk across the border. And here is a graveyard in Texas with these, where from immigrants, the illegals that have died coming across the border, that have died there.
There's been a lot of them.
Yeah. And so George Ventura, a local Texas deputy, there you go. It's just unbelievable. All right, phone lines are open, 888-281-1110. We are down to 39 minutes. We got to hear from you. 39 minutes left. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-967. We're right now we are 3,000 short. We need 3,000. We need about $1,000. No, not $1,000. About $100 a minute. It would be nice to raise $1,000.
If you look at all the stations we're on, all of the thousands, tens of thousands, maybe millions of listeners out there. If we just had a small percentage donating $20, our problems would be all over. So a lot of you, like that one lady, first-time donor, if everybody would just donate a little, it wouldn't have to be a big burden. And we know from Scripture, many hands lighten the load, and I've seen that many, many times. In fact, you were just talking about that border problem. Folks, it's going to get worse. Massive migrant caravan on the way to the United States, forming in Guatemala. And they reach the Honduras-Guatemalan border this weekend. And we know that it's thousands of them. There are over 2,000 migrants. And they say there are another big caravan coming. One of the people, Louis Villagran, has run several of these caravans to the border, and he's the leader that's done, you know, previous caravans, and he's bringing more. And so here we've had, this year alone, we've had over 2 million immigrants, not counting 800,000 to 900,000 gotaways. We have no idea, but we know they're coming from probably 140 countries in the world. We don't know how many criminals, how many terrorists, how many drug traffickers, how many pedophiles, how many people that are, you know, trafficking children, sex trafficking. Those are the ones in that getaway. That's an awful lot of getaways. What do? They overwhelm the border guards with all the people, and then they smuggle the real serious drugs and criminals and terrorists in when the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. That's almost 3 million people in 1 year, and they've done nothing to stop it. In fact, these caravans are getting bigger, and there's at least, like you said, two on the way with thousands. And as each caravan comes, we remember they get bigger as they come, right, Pastor?
Well, they do, Joe, and what you will not hear on NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, the fact that the idea is, look, the globalists, the World Economic Forum, the New World Order, have decided that there's going to be one America, not North America, not South America, but one. And that's going to be, they want to take Canada, United States, and Mexico and make one America out of it. That would be, yeah.
They've wanted it for many years. I remember talking about this way back, what, in the 90s.
Right. But the idea is they had to pull in from Central America and South America, they had to pull in 100 million people. This is the idea. They've already pulled in half of that. They brought in half of that into the United States right now. And so they wanted to destroy the sovereignty of the United States, Mexico, and Canada, make it one country, and redistribute the property. Now, who wants to redistribute the property? Remember what Obama says? We will redistribute, okay,
from
those that have earned it to those that deserve it, huh?
Deserve it, exactly. Remember, he's the one that said, we want a total transformation of this country. And you're seeing with the Biden administration, you're getting a taste, a type and shadow of things to come. If we keep these people in office, you're getting just a taste of what's coming to this country. If the people don't rise up and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Christ, no, we are not going to tolerate this.
All right. Jim in Illinois pledges 500. Susan in Michigan pledges 100. And Rose in New York pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right.
Pastor, tonight, I've got a lot of children and grandchildren out there that I love dearly. And just one more story about these drag queens that they are forcing. There was an event in Plano, Texas, and actually I was amazed because I had the story early in the day, but Tucker Carlson showed it on television. And this drag queen sang a very sexually charged song, which was not played on Tucker, and they simulated a sex act. And the writer of this article, Harold Hutchins, he had attended another all-ages drag brunch over the weekend, and he said, the footage I have is shocking, shocking. The song was talking about the slang word for the female sexual organs and all kinds of things that put us in jail for saying on the radio. And there were children at this event, and anyone that would take a child to an event with what I saw with the twerking and jerking and the total sexuality, this was child abuse, this was criminal, that drag queen should have been arrested, put in jail, and the parents should have been reported to family services. I mean, it was that horrible what I saw. And it's interesting because some of these drag queens have names that they have to go, well, this lady's name is Nikki J, because if I said the word, what she calls herself, I'd be taken off.
Well,
the air.
Okay, first of all, it is
it's
not a...
It's going to get worse.
Joe. It's not a her, Joe. It's not a she. See, words have meaning. It's an it, Joe. So don't say, remember, whoever frames the debate wins the debate, Joe.
Wins the debate.
So she's telling it, okay, it's a she. It's not, it's an it. It is telling you and referring to herself as she, but it's not. Listen, see, I know this for a fact. Listen to me. Females are she's. Females.
Right.
In fact, sometimes you'll see it written right on bathrooms and restaurants. You'll have she or you'll have he, see?
Mm-hmm.
And there's no there. Right, there's no
you're
they
right.
or them.
I was
so.
Just trying to read the article that you read. I should have put that in because biologically we know every scientist in the world knows it's had any science. There are only two sexes. You either have XX, you know, or XY in your chromosomes, and it is in every cell in the body. There are billions of cells, and no amount of surgery, no amount of makeup, dress is going to change that, period, end of story, never going to happen. So it is a man who is living a fantasy, and trying to convince himself he is something that he cannot be, never will be, and making little children think they can do the same thing.
All right, so it'd be better to say it's a male, not a man, because men
right.
don't do those type of things, right?
Right, a real man doesn't.
Right, so we use, I mean, words have meaning, and we have to be, we really need to be stickler when it comes to words, because you've got the language of delusion, collusion.
And an illusion. And I just get so angry that parents are doing this, that taking children, it is beyond belief to me that parents would take a child to something like this.
I think there's a special hot place in hell for those people that do that.
I'm afraid there is.
Yeah. Okay, Biden regime doing its very best to start World War III. Now, Joe Hoft is Jim Hoft's brother, and he has written this article here, and it says, since Russia invaded Ukraine, the Biden regime has done all it can to get involved. The U.S. has sent more than $54 billion to Ukraine since the war against Russia. Remember, they're the one that took down the actual legitimate elected president, like they did here in this country, just like they did here. They're the ones that took down the Obama regime took down the actual legitimate elected president and installed him with the one there that's in there now over in Ukraine. Russia started, according to New York Times, in early August. The aid package can be broken down into multiple types of aid. Weapons, $12.5 billion. Economic, $9.4 billion. U.S. military deployments and intelligence, $9 billion. Our military is as weak as it's ever been. It's the weakest it's ever been, Joe. Food assistance, health care, $7 billion. Well, the list goes on. I'm not going to go down the whole list because the list is long. And since August, the U.S. has sent even more aid. So there you go. So while our military is getting weaker and weaker, as Milley and Austin and the others are destroying our military, as they're forcing the best and the brightest out of the military. Believe me, folks, the brightest are the ones that refuse the poisonous jab, all right? All right, 888-281-1110, folks. We're running out of time. Let's see, how much time do we have? We have, 28 minutes. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're closing in. We got to hear from you. Those phones have got to ring, folks. Go ahead, Joe.
Headlines on a new internet story. U.S. military gets shocking rank for the very first time. And what is the news? Annual ranking of our military strength has ranked the nation's armed forces as weak, first time since they started doing this. They're at a growing risk of not being able to meet the demands of defending our national interests, and this was assessed the Heritage Foundation's index of U.S. military strength as listed in the Washington Examiner, and it goes on. At the same time, there's another headline. Iran is shipping missiles and drones to Russia, defying, the West. Biden is trying to still make this nuclear deal with the Iranians that would allow them to get nuclear weapons. And while he's trying to work with them, they're busy shipping missiles and these killer kamikaze drones to the Ukraine. While he said all this money and weapons and stuff we're sending there, he's trying to make deals with the Ukrainians that are sending weapons to Russia. It's nuts. It's totally, if I tried to write a story like this and send it into a editor and say what's going on, the guy would send it back and say nobody would believe that a leader of a country would be that dumb to be giving in to people that are doing all these things behind our back, against our interests, and that we'd still be trying to give them all kinds of money to do something they're going to do anyway. It's unbelievable.
Here, this people in Pennsylvania, you know, you have an election there. Joe, I've never really been tickled by Dr. Oz. You know, I mean,
but
let me tell you, if you want for him to really look good, put him up against this Fetterman. Put him up against John Fetterman. You know, Fetterman's got a tattoo on a satanic tattoo on his arm. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, it's.
I can believe it just with everything he's said and done so far. It would be totally logical.
Yeah, and here, anyhow, I've always supported a ban to the assault rifle ownership. Now he wants to ban all gun ownership, even shotguns. He wants to ban all, not just gun sales, gun ownership.
Gun owner, and who is this?
This is John Fetterman, who's running for U.S. Senate.
John
there.
Fetterman, all guns, even shotguns.
Yep.
Even Biden likes shotguns.
Well, you know, and he's the guy that pointed a shotgun at an unarmed jogger.
Jogger and held him and arrested him, citizen's arrest for what, jogging down the road black?
Yeah.
Oh, jogging black in that town is a criminal offense, huh?
Well, if you're Fetterman and you have a shotgun, it might be. Dale in Michigan pledges 200. Thank you, Dale. Okay, he matched you and I, Joe. He called to say he matched you and I. Who else
all
out
right.
there can
Thank
match you and I?
That.
All right, very good.
Maybe there'll be some others out there. You and I are both veterans. Maybe there's some other veterans that are still trying to defend their Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And we have a bunch of them that need to be voted out of office. And we're reaching a lot of people through this radio ministry. And if you've been considering giving political donations, we're reaching maybe more people than you might with your political donations.
Jeez. Also, Joe, you know, this remember the corrupt Mueller, you know, investigation, the Russia fake thing against
nothing.
Right, against the legitimate president, who is still the legitimate president of this United States, Donald J. Trump. Now,
we know there was something there. We just couldn't find it after all those millions and millions of dollars and a couple of years of investigating. But we know he's guilty.
You talk about a corrupt lawyer, a very, very crooked lawyer. This Andrew Weissman, the many corrupt acts of former DOJ attorney and Mueller pitbull Andrew Weissman and his part in decades of criminal activities. These guys, they think this is funny. They laugh about all of the laws they break and how they get away with it. Okay, we first heard about Andrew Weissman during the Mueller special counsel. It was uncovered that Weissman was a Hillary 2016 inauguration funeral party. This made no sense to the former international audit executive. There are ethics practices in auditing that prevent partaking in audits where you have a conflict of interest. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's unbelievable. You know, when it comes to remember Hillary's trial, how the judge, I mean, everything is so corrupt. And there in D.C., the District of Corruption, folks.
Corruption.
Whether real or perceived, Weissman should never have been assigned to the Mueller team. Something was up. Yeah, the entire team was corrupt, crooked. Some believe the Mueller gang was led by Weissman. The gang deviated from practices or committed crimes over 130 times in their attempted coup against the legitimate president, Donald Trump. Again, Weissman was a key member in this gang. We accumulated a list of numerous actions by the Mueller gang and Weissman that appeared corrupt or even criminal during the Trump presidency. Mueller and his team of angry deathocrats withheld evidence. They lied to the court. They indicted innocent men. And are these crooks looking at jail time? Well, we have to make sure if we get the Congress back, we have to put the heat on. You folks out there listening to these congressmen, you have people like Jim Jordan. You're not going to have to do much with him, or Louie Gohmert, or Matt Gaetz or Ted Cruz, they're going to do their job. But we've got, unfortunately, rhinos in there. So we really have to, you guys, we have to put the heat on the rhinos. You really have to put the heat on them. We got to do the right thing, folks. We got to do the right thing. All right, Catherine in Minnesota pledges 500. Thank you, Catherine.
Catherine. Okay.
And Peter in Chicago pledges 20. He's a first-time listener.
Thank you, Peter. And if a lot more people would follow and match Peter, we could get something rolling here.
All right.
Many hands make the load lighter, right?
All right. So is that how much we have in, or is that how much we need? That's how much we have in?
Yes.
Okay, so we need right now about 1,700. We need about 1,700 short of matching our goal tonight. So at the last minute, last night, we got 1,800 in. And folks out there, boy, it would be really nice if just two people could match Doers of the Word Baptist Church for 1,000. If two people could match that 1,000, that would work out. And it wouldn't hurt at all, folks, to go over our goal. We you know, believe me, because
we set the goal of what we need, not what, you know, would get us ahead or anything, so we're always running just a little behind.
Yep. All right. Going back to Mr. Wiseman, Andrew Wiseman, part two, 80,000 innocent professionals lost their job. 80,000 innocent professionals lost their jobs due to Wiseman's indictment that was ultimately overturned by the Supreme Court. Andrew Wiseman, in the middle of some of the most corrupt actions taken by the DOJ in all of history, and today we have more on his corrupt and unethical actions. See, what you do in darkness, Andrew, will be brought to light, and it's being brought to light nationwide. Andrew, Attorney Cindy Powell is an expert on the Department of Justice corruption, and she followed the career of Democrat henchman Andrew Wiseman, who destroyed hundreds of lives during his career as a federal prosecutor. All righty, we're going to a break. We'll be back. Oh, Steve in Duluth. First time pledges 100. Thank you, Steve. Okay, we'll be back right after this.
I feel so certain about this faith of mine. I'm hanging in there, doing fine. King Jesus is a friend of mine. I'm blessed by you. Saving babies, teaching sinners. Hell's for losers, heaven's for winners. This word is not for beginners. I'm blessed by you. I'm coming home someday. Heaven's my way. I'm blessed by you. Where the saints all stay and little children play. I'm blessed by you. That heavenly prize, it's no surprise how happy I'll be. Gonna see my family again. Gonna be with long lost friends. Maybe soon, I don't know when. I'm blessed by you. Treasures, preaching sinners. satisfied. Oh, some right day gonna fly away. It's there I'll stay. I'll be there with you, 'cause your words are true. I'm blessed by you.
Boy, that's a familiar voice, that fella there. That's blessed. Do you know what, Joe? Joe, you're not going to believe this, but there's this liberal doctor, and you know what he told me, Joe? He told me that my songs upset him. It's what he said. He said my songs upset him. Can you believe that? Anyhow, listen, folks.
Your songs, not your singing.
No, my songs upset him. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, well, you can tell where it comes from.
Now, Pastor Ernie Sanders, that's me. Lord's willing, always say Lord's willing, because that's what God's word says. We'll be out tomorrow, and I'll be at the Ohio Freedom Fighters. The Ohio Freedom Fighters at 7291 Stone Road in Medina, Ohio. And the zip code out there, if you're going to put that on your little machine, is 44256. And Lord's willing, I'll be speaking at about 7 p.m. out there tomorrow. So come on, I'd like to meet all you folks. I love Ohio. I like that sound, Ohio Freedom Fighters, right?
That has a good ring, yes.
And if the voice of the Christian resistance will be addressing the Ohio Freedom Fighters, huh? And we're going to have with
quite
us, too?
Honor.
We're going to have these T-shirts that we have, Joe, that says on one side, they're in bold letters. They're black T-shirts with big red, white, and blue bold letters. America needs Jesus. America needs Jesus. And on the back, in big white letters, it says, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. What about that? Alrighty.
I've got a T-shirt like that, and it gets a lot of attention. Definitely gets it, and we need more of those out there, I guarantee it.
Alrighty, we got 12 minutes. 12 minutes left. 888-281-1110. We got to hear from you. Can anybody match Doers of the Word Baptist Church for 1,000? Can you match Pastor Joe or myself for 200? Again, what about Catherine in Minnesota for 500?
Yeah.
888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. The phone lines should be ringing. They're not ringing. They should be ringing. Right
maybe
now.
This will get some people aggravated. You were talking about our district of corruption. Well, it turns out it's becoming a tent city capital, that it may just overtake San Francisco. Homeless encampments there have exploded in D.C. There are now about 120 tent cities in D.C. And what's interesting, you get into the story, and they went around interviewing some of the people there. And some of the people in the city, this one guy said, these bleeding hearts have no brains. There's so much food coming into this park, donated food, there's not enough people to eat it. So we give it to the birds, throw it away. And then he's talking about all these bleeding heart organizations bring pretty much the same thing to us. And sleeping bags and ponchos and blah, blah, new blankets. Well, some of the people take it there, have two sleeping bags, so what do? They take the stuff and use it to go and sell it, and they use it to buy drugs.
Yeah.
And then he's saying, oh, why wouldn't we stay here? You got people coming out with giving us breakfast in the morning, handing out breakfast and orange juice. They give us socks. They give us all kinds of stuff we need. They give us toothbrush and toothpaste, and he's going on and on and on. And then finally gets down to, well, most of the people here are drug addicted or mentally ill. I think anybody in Washington, D.C. is,
yeah.
I think it's in the water.
Well, Texas and Florida, they keep shipping the illegals down there. And Joe Obama now is giving them all smartphones, Joe Obama, And Joe, it's $95 million a year of hardworking taxpayers' money, $95 million that they're using to give these people smartphones and putting them up too in some nice hotels and taxpayers' money. All right, Susan in Michigan pledges 25. D in Illinois pledges 100. We have 9 minutes left tonight. 9 minutes left. Now, folks, we're going to be here till midnight. After we go off the air, we'll be here for another 10 minutes or so. And the phones will still be working for another 10 minutes at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We really got to help. We really got to hear from you. Joe, where artificial intelligence can expose leftist voter fraud. Artificial intelligence is an undefined term people throw around scaring each other about impending doom. One reads stories about how AI applies facial recognition to end privacy. Other scaries are about the government profiting profiling people's writings to find any anonymous posters. Our team has been applying, and this is an article by Jay Valentine at The American Thinker, has been applying artificial intelligence for over a decade, and there is zero intelligence in artificial intelligence. Zero. AI is the concentration of massive computing power, the integrating of multiple data systems really fast to find subtle patterns or differences in those streams. Here's an example. When a customer calls an 800 number with a complaint, voice recognition instantly determines the person's likely age, or it can determine agitation, or if the person speaks with a Spanish accent, it routes him to a Spanish language agent. This makes a lot of data hitting large processes delivering insight, not intelligence. AI is a technology game two can play. Remember those 2020 election voter rolls? In early 2021, Sheriff David Clark and Mike Lindell asked our team to load the Wisconsin voter rolls to find anomalies. And you've read the stories about 23,000 Wisconsin voters using the same phone number. What are the odds of that? 23,000 Wisconsin voters had the same phone number, and thousands of voters would code.
Party line phones in the old days. We used to have one. I lived pretty rural, and it wasn't until about 2000 we got off a party line phone, but we all at least had a different ringtone. I mean, all those people, the same number. That's kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
All right. Rosetta in Michigan. Rosita in Michigan pledges 500, and she wants people to match. Who can match Rosita? Rosita pledges 500.
All right.
Who can match Rosita, folks? We have got 7 minutes. 7 minutes. But we will be here, Lord's willing, until midnight. And then the computers shut down and throw us off. Throw us right out of here. All right, here comes Little Lisa. And see, we have an update. Let me see. Where's it at?
It's down here. Wait, 5,000 something. Here.
Okay, all righty. Right now, we are, what we need right now is $955. We're 955 short of having our goal tonight. 955, so... Yeah, if we could do more, that'd be wonderful. Yes, we'd be glad to do more.
It would be great if we could get just a little bit ahead for a change, because many times we get a little behind.
If two people would match Rosita, we'd have it. Or if one person was to match Doers of the Word. And listen.
Or five people would match me.
So. Yeah, we would be. Come on, folks. We'd be even happier if five people matched Doers of the Word, right?
And that would be a blessing, yes.
Yes, that would be. All righty. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. Folks, I don't have to say it. You know that this radio program is a target. And you know that The deep state now is targeting all of Salem. This is where, that like what Gates said, it's going to be a civil war. They do not like what we're telling you. This is, you know, this is the whole purpose of the fake news media, the so-called lamestream, is to keep all of these things from you, okay? And so our job out here is to do the best we can. We don't make, you know, we don't get paid for doing this. We're doing it because it's the right thing to do, especially when it comes to the salvation message and letting people know that one day the only thing will matter to them is they're standing with the Lord Jesus. So it's a very Tom in Pennsylvania pledges 50. Thank you, Tom. Norma in Chicago pledges 50. Thank you, Norma. We're getting down there. Okay, Joe, let me read this real fast because we're running off. Okay. Do not fear the collapse, for it is necessary to dismantle the evil cabal and give humanity a path to freedom. This is by Mike Adams, and he's writing this. An engineered global collapse is underway right now. If you're reading this, you already know the score. The coming financial collapse is engineered. Mass famine, vaccine bioweapons, the possibility of a nuclear war, the Great Reset agenda, and much more. There's no question the collapse, which has already begun, will be a chaotic event. Billions of people will needlessly suffer as globalists strangle world supplies of food, energy, and money. However, the aftermath of the collapse also presents humanity with an opportunity to choose a different future after the current tyrannical system is wrecked. It is this choice that humanity can find freedom and prosperity. We, you know what, Joe, if, listen, this is a reality. The Lord says, if my people will turn from their wicked ways, 2 Chronicles 7:14, right? And pray and ask for forgiveness of their sins, God will heal the land, wouldn't he? God would heal this land. He would heal America.
God did not lie. God made a promise. You will keep it.
If we only had enough people that actually believed and would do that, we could avoid the horrible things that are coming if the people only believed, huh, Joe?
If only, yes. The faith of a mustard seed.
All righty. Carl in Cleveland. Carl in Cleveland pledges 700. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you for matching and kind of being an overachiever there.
All righty. There you go.
We're just a couple hundred short then, aren't we? 250.
Yeah, we're just a couple hundred short. We'll take more than that. If somebody would match Carl, or if somebody can match Rosita,
Rosita, yep.
Yeah, we will, folks, or just match you or I, Joe.
Yeah,
we don't have.
Do it.
Okay, we're coming up to. We're getting to the point where we're getting right on. Earlier,
very
Joe.
Important part of this program, the most important part.
Earlier, I read from Romans chapter 10, and, you know, made it pretty clear, those that will call upon the name of the Lord. Again, all of these things that are happening, everything that's happening right now today, someday will be forgotten, right?
Right.
But one thing, okay, heaven and earth will pass, but God's word will never pass away. It will never pass away. God's word has been 100% accurate throughout the centuries, but very few people know that. And yet, within the scripture itself, it tells you that this will happen. This will be the way it is. And it's exactly, when we walk out, and you walk out and you look and you're in a crowd and you look at all these people, and the Proverbs calls them simple-minded, but here we call them la-la landers today. They're clueless. All of these years, Joe, remember, all of these years we told people, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. Get them out of there. Get them out of there. And well, now, what happened? We were attacked by the fake news media and called us all kinds of bad names and called us.
We were creating problems where there's no problems. You're just, you know, overreacting. And now,
well, folks,
destroying the children, the grandchildren out there. They're literally destroying these children forever.
God's word, the Bible, does not return void. For all of you out there listening today, listen to me. I'm just going to make it short because we already read Romans chapter 10. But here it is. The bottom line is, everyone listening to me, the reason you're listening to me is you're alive. If you weren't alive, you wouldn't be listening right now. But you're not going to be alive forever. In fact, this life is a very, very short. The Bible says compared to time, it's like a vapor that appears but for an instant that's gone. So you're going to die. And when that happens, people are eternal beings. You don't go out of existence. You change shape, form, and real estate. And you will end up, now, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but the reality is you're going to end up one or two places, okay? God has said this. This is what God has said. You're going to end up in heaven or hell. And that's a fact. That's an absolute fact. Everyone that has ever lived and died right now are believers. There are no unbelievers in heaven or hell. Now, there are people that have had died, been clinically dead, and God has allowed them to come back to tell their stories. And they have come back and they have told stories about horrible, horrible things that God has showed them in hell. At the same time, about the wonderful things God has showed them in heaven. God has allowed this. God has allowed this. But I'm going to tell you, those that God has allowed to come back are very, very few. And more than likely, you're not going to be one of them. So if I were you tonight, here's what I would do. I would do exactly what the Lord Jesus said. I would pray to the Father, ask for forgiveness of sin. I would call on the name of the Lord Jesus, ask him to be Lord of my life, all of my life, with all things at all times, without any reservations. And if you do that, you will become a new creature, if you mean it, a born-again believer, an heir of the kingdom, and you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit, and you will be on your way to immortality. God has said that. And if God says it, it's true. Right, Craig? They can't hear you shaking your head. You got to say yes.
Right, Pastor.
All right, there you go. I just got him to make a profession, right? There you go. All right, how much time do I have? Okay, we have almost a minute. Joe, you got about 15 seconds to say something.
Ah, remember Scripture, 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen. Ryan in Michigan pledges 200. Thank you, Ryan in Michigan. I think we made it, but we'll still be here for another 7 minutes. Okay, and we're running.
By the hair of our chinny chin chin, huh?
All right, yeah. We're out of time, Joe, for tonight.
It goes quick.
Yeah, as we get to this time every night is when we say those immortal words. Ready?
Good night.
God bless. And always, 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 always. You ready, Joe? You ready?
Ready.
Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.